Hour number two of Overtime coming at you live here on this Tuesday, Taco Tuesday.
Yum.
To some people,
mm-hmm.
It's a weekly holiday to some.
Yeah.
Do you boys take part in Taco Tuesday?
Not usually.
Well, I know our new sponsor, good friends at El Charro, just driving by them on the way over here,
yeah.
Had their signs out for Taco Tuesday, packed parking lot.
Huh.
Go get you some El Charro.
Might have to check
while
them out.
While you're at, support our new sponsors. Speaking of sponsors, this segment is brought to you by Knoxville's Stone Interiors, the kitchen renovation experts. Three generations of experience in the natural stone countertop industry. Come by see the showroom this week. They are at 3900 Millbrook Pike. Hundreds of granite, quartz, marble, recycled glass. Hundreds of options to choose from for your home. Indoors, outdoors. They can do your kitchen. They can do your bathroom. They got you covered. Call 865-971-5800. Get a free in-home estimate there. They've been serving Knoxville in the local area for well over a decade now. You can also go to knoxstoneinteriors.com to check out some of the selection and the services there. Knoxville Stone Interiors, 9,000 kitchen makeovers and counting. We're going to hop on over to the McKinney Team Hotline, take a call from Joe. Joe, what you got for us?
Guys, what's going on tonight?
Not much, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, I was just kind of curious. Anyway, the Tanner was talking about the context of what that Aaron Murray and everybody was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was also curious about that because I'm just curious as like how like the Vols came up or how that came up in conversation. I mean, I guess if you're in Tennessee, I guess it makes sense. But like, it just came out of nowhere. It just seems like we were the talk of the day today before like we even get in there tomorrow. And then the stuff drops with like the Drake thing today. I think it's a win for us just in general. I was just trying to get y'all's thoughts on just like how, you know, this just kind of came about and like all of a sudden, like we're hitting the cycle kind of right now. I feel like with just a lot of news coming in about it and maybe that gets us a little traction, maybe off the field, possibly, hopefully. And just see what you guys thought about that. Let you go, good.
Joe, appreciate the phone call. Thank you for that. Yeah, like that's what we were asking. I don't know the context. What I can put together from just the top of my head, I would think that they're on the radio station in Nashville because when you're in Nashville, when you're in kind of one of the epicenters of SEC football, it's not just going to be Tennessee fans you care to. There's other fan bases in that market. You're going to be talking about media days. I assume they just have them on because today was Georgia's day.
Mm-hmm.
Asking about stuff like that. And since they are in a Tennessee market, I'm assuming that came up. That's the logical conclusion I came to. Still, yeah, I don't know why you asked somebody who had nothing to do with Pruitt about him.
You know, honestly, it could be another error by a media member, like the guy that asked about Eason to Kirby Smart. He might have thought, oh, Aaron Murray was there when Pruitt was there. Let me ask him about him. Could just have been another mistake.
I don't even know. All I know is that I could have gone without it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Joe, you asked about the Drake thing. Yeah, people know who Drake is. Everybody knows who Drake is. You see him repping your school's colors, repping your school shirt, even though it's kind of modified to say something else. You know that's your shade of orange.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tennessee. It's going to get people talking.
You could still see, like, the T.
Yeah, you could tell it was Tennessee.
Yeah, see the stitching.
I mean, it's got people interested in it. And, of course, I've seen Jarrett Garantano tweet about it. The current player is going to eat that up.
Mm-hmm.
Recruits might too. I don't think that's going to be, oh, Drake's wearing Tennessee sweatshirt. I'm coming to Tennessee now.
Even though it says finesse.
Yeah, it's not going to be anything like that. But, yeah, it's good pub. I was a little taken aback at first because, like, Drake kind of sucks. And there's the whole Kentucky thing.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, most people have had a positive reaction to it. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Have something positive come out of it. Going to more of these quotes here. Speaking of former opposing quarterbacks Tennessee faced.
Mm-hmm.
And another one who did have a relationship with Jeremy Pruitt,
mm-hmm.
Greg McElroy. current ESPN analyst, SEC Network analyst, was asked about Florida's upcoming trip to Neyland Stadium in September.
Yep.
This is what he had to say about that Florida game. He said, quote, "At Tennessee is interesting just because it's always an interesting game. Florida is better than Tennessee and should win that game convincingly." Convincingly, he said.
What does he know?
Woo!
When was the last time Greg McElroy was right?
To Greg's credit, he is supposed to be an analyst, so he is supposed to watch football more than the other two quarterbacks we had mentioned.
I mean,
this is something.
I mean, I understand that. He's on SEC Network. He calls games. He does their shows or whatever. But every time he gives a hot take, it seems to, more times than not, be wrong. Unless it's about Alabama, which, I mean, yeah, you can bet all your money on Alabama and they're going to do whatever you predict. But to say that Florida's going to beat Tennessee in Neyland convincingly, I think that's another Aaron Murray-like thing to do, just spite because it's Tennessee.
When you use adjectives like that, convincingly, and predicting a blowout, you are leaving yourself wide open to you're going to get your tweets dug up.
Uh-huh.
Going to get your
Absolutely.
Quotes dug back up.
Uh-huh.
You got the old takes exposed.
Yeah.
Oh, he can dig that right back up, especially if Tennessee ends up winning. Yeah, you're going to look like a real fool.
I want to know what makes him think that. And I have a feeling it's just because they have
Dan Mullen.
That's it.
That's what I'm going
Their
to
coach.
Say. Florida has talent. I would think if you stack the rosters up side by side, I think Florida does have a slight edge. They don't have an edge that's like a Georgia versus Tennessee
yeah.
type of talent edge. No.
They went 4-8
that's
last year
up there.
As well.
They don't know who their quarterback's going to be. They have as many questions at QB as Tennessee does.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because you have that. And it's just like yesterday with the preseason power rankings. Dan Mullen is that known quantity. Dan Mullen had been that hot name all across the college football landscape for a long time.
Yep.
And now that he's switched schools, he's going to be in a division that's a lot more winnable than the situation that he was having in the SEC West when he was in Starkville.
Mm-hmm.
So people are expecting big things year one. It's not going to be that simple.
It's not.
I'm sure that Mullen can go 8-4. Pretty easy.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact schedule Florida has. But still being the East, I think he said, well, I think they're losing to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could potentially lose to South Carolina, too.
Yeah.
So they're going to get a few conference losses. You got to play LSU, too, but again,
they're not as great as they usually are.
Not as great, but you didn't think LSU was going to go into the swamp last year.
I have their schedule, if you're...
Let's see that non-conference. I bet it's trash.
Non-conference, they open up with... Charleston Southern.
Trash.
On September 1st. Then
they
play
Colorado State. Trash.
You want to read it?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just trying to see. Oh, I forgot that was an interesting game. It's making a road trip. Dan Mullen already making the return trip to Starkville.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
L.
You think he's going to get booed?
Oh, yeah.
Mixed reaction. I think you will have some boos, but then again, I think you will have the people that realize what he did for that program and appreciate it. It's not going to be all boos.
And then rounding out their non-conference on November 17th with Idaho and November 24th against Florida State.
So outside the yearly FSU game, it's not. It's
some more trash.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. See, they had an actual challenge last year when they opened with Michigan and they lost. That was the first time they lost an opening game in a long, long time, mm-hmm. since the 80s.
Yep.
So you see what happens there. So, yeah, Florida's got – like I said, I see two losses for sure being Georgia, Mississippi State. I do think they lose to Mississippi State. I think that's going to be a very motivated team in Starkville. If that game was in the swamp, get the edge to Florida.
Yeah,
we definitely have the harder non-conference opponent in West Virginia.
Oh, for
They're
sure.
top 10 team.
Yeah. ETSU,
Where
UTEP,
you play Alabama, of course, every year.
And Charlotte, yeah.
Play Auburn this year.
This is going to be a rough.
If you can't go 8-4 at Florida, you're just a crappy coach.
It's going to be a rough four weeks.
I think that's easy to say. If you can't go 8-4 at Florida with four gimme games, because Florida State, they're not as great as they were under Jimbo. I mean, they still have talent, but this year with what's that guy's name from Oregon? Was it
Florida State?
Yeah, their new coach.
Willie Taggart.
I mean, those are pretty much gimme games. Is that one in Gainesville, Florida
State?
Is it in Tallahassee?
It's in Tallahassee.
Okay, well, then maybe not.
Don't sleep on the Noles, man.
But if you can't go 8-4 at Florida, I mean, come on. I mean, they're in the East, too, so they play Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Missouri every year.
Florida, Charleston Southern, that's going to be a win. Kentucky.
Is it? It's in Gainesville. That'll
it's
be
in
a win.
Gainesville.
That'll
Kentucky
be a
loses.
We'll mark it up as a win.
Straight.
Colorado State win.
Yeah.
Tennessee, that's on
a toss-up.
Toss, yeah. We'll call it a toss-up.
I'm calling it an L.
You better knock on wood. At Mississippi State.
Loss.
Loss?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Easily.
How many losses is that so far? One? Two in your book?
Two.
LSU in Gainesville.
Win.
At Vandy.
Win.
Georgia in Jacksonville.
Loss.
Absolutely. Missouri in Gainesville.
Win.
South Carolina in Gainesville.
Toss-up.
Yeah.
Idaho in Gainesville.
Win.
And Florida State in Tallahassee.
Slight, toss-up. Slight trending loss, but kind of a toss-up.
I'm going to give the edge to the Noles.
Oh, yeah. That's what I said. I'm getting the edge to FSU, but that could be a really good game. Moving on to other – see, this is just so interesting. You have all this stuff about Tennessee coming out media days, and it's not even the Vols' turn yet.
Yeah.
Paul Feinbaum. We care about what Paul Feinbaum says. Paul?
Paul.
How about the Vols, Paul? Well, this is what he has to say about Tennessee's outlook. I'm paraphrasing here. Feinbaum basically said today, when Tennessee is entering November after they get done with their admittedly brutal October stretch, sees the Vols set at 2-6.
He says it's 2-6 going into November.
And November, that being Tennessee has to win out
so
in November.
So he only has us winning the two cupcake games we have?
Yeah.
Which is Charlotte and...
UTEP and ETSU. I mean, you play Charlotte.
So,
dude, I think we beat West Virginia. I really do.
So we lose to West Virginia, Florida, South Carolina, Alabama, Auburn, Georgia.
It's a rough 5 weeks for the
Vols. That 5 week stretch, I don't see
it's
Tennessee
the
going better than
that's
1-4.
That's
going
to be grueling. Actually,
yeah.
Where's the bye week in there?
Before Auburn.
So it's going to be a grueling 6 weeks.
Between Georgia and Auburn.
Yeah.
Tennessee has that stretch every year, though.
That's
the byproduct of you always have to – it seems like you're always playing a tough rotating West team. Oh, yeah,
you
and
always
you always
Alabama.
Have to play Alabama. So
yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
I mean, I don't really agree
tradition
with – I don't really agree with the 2-6, but –
I'm tired playing Alabama every year. This sucks.
It could happen.
It sucks.
I mean, because that six-game stretch, that is no joke.
No. That's
– I mean, it's the toughest in the country for a reason.
Yeah. That's big level stuff.
But yeah, you're getting a lot of losses in that, just being realistic. Feinbaum did have to say this about the West Virginia game. He says West Virginia should take care of Tennessee pretty easily. Says it would have to take either a miracle or a fluke for Tennessee to win. I don't care if it takes a miracle. I'm
I don't
taking
either.
It. I'll
Win's
take
a win.
It. Whatever.
I'm pretty confident I think we're going to be like a scrappy team. Go out there battling.
You think Jeremy Pruitt's going to have a lot of grit, a lot of grit out
absolutely.
Of his team?
Absolutely. I think you're going to see a lot more.
Heart?
Yeah. I was going to
say,
they
definitely didn't want to play for
another word.
Teams the team actually caring?
Yeah.
The reason we tanked so bad last year was because they just wanted Butch gone.
They gave up.
They did.
That
they gave
game.
Up. They just didn't care. I mean, I can't blame them. With all this stuff coming out about Butch and what he was really like, I don't blame them.
See, that's a reason to be kind of optimistic about the team and understand it is think about how close you were in some of those games that you did lose. Think about the South Carolina game. Think about the Kentucky game.
Florida.
I'm just like just not even counting Florida right now.
Yeah.
You went that last play against South Carolina. You don't absolutely had that just really bad showing against Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
You make a bowl game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You make a bowl game and you have to think about the worst team in Tennessee history.
Yeah,
still had a roster good enough to go to a bowl.
I'm going to keep it at this. It's Jeremy's first year. Pruitt and staff's first year. If we beat Vandy in Florida, I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah.
Be nice.
I mean,
Kentucky.
I'd rather beat Florida and Vandy more than Kentucky. But
I can't stand losing.
I would like
Kentucky
to beat Kentucky
football.
As well.
That's not supposed to happen.
Yeah. It really isn't.
What would y'all think? If we did go the 2-6, would you just be like paranoid, like
just,
Jeremy doesn't know what he's doing, or would you be like, well, now we're going to play Kentucky, Missouri?
But there's
Vanderbilt.
So many variables of what can happen to get you at 2-6. You could have another bad rash of injuries happen.
Yeah,
going through that stretch,
well,
and then
I mean, even not the competition just so fierce, even if we didn't have any injuries.
We don't even know what's going to happen to the opposing team either. Like, Fromm could break his hand in the first quarter.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they still have.
There's so many variables, and even if it's looking rough going down the stretch, Pruitt's going to get the mulligan his first year.
Which he should.
All new coaches do. I just want to make sure that I don't see any writing on the wall about him being a really bad in-game manager, especially if there's some winnable games he lets slip out of his grasp.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I'm going to start being really nervous about going down the road. 865-546-8200, you want to hop on the McKinney Team hotline here. Hour number two is going to roll on the other side. You're listening to Overtime on Fan Run Radio. It's going to be All-Star Game once again. Get underway here in just a little over half an hour, give or take time for, I'm sure the actual game's going to get underway about 8:45.
Yeah, they'll probably do the introductions.
Because you have to do all the introductions, a lot of players to introduce. You have to do all the pregame ceremonies, national anthem, stuff like that, and then you'll finally get underway. But game getting underway tonight out in Nationals Park in old D.C., what's your excitement level, gentlemen?
I'm pretty excited. These lineups are... You want me to run through them real quick?
Let's do it.
I'm going to start with the NL first because the AL is just so much more exciting. NL, starting at catcher, you have Wilson Contreras. At first base, you have Freddie Freeman of the Braves. Wilson Contreras is a Chicago Cub. Second base, you have Javi Baez starting, Chicago Cub. At shortstop, you have Brandon Crawford, San Francisco Giants. At third base, you have Nolan Arenado from the Colorado Rockies. Starting in left field, you have Christian Yelich, who I believe is on the Brewers. Center field, you have Bryce Harper. Strange, not playing right field.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Harper, obviously, of the Washington Nationals. And in right field for the National League team, you have Nick Markakis of the Atlanta Braves. There's not clear on who the DH is going to be for the NL yet. Let's see. Starting pitcher for the NL is Max Scherzer. Now, here's where it gets exciting. This AL roster is just, it's honestly stupid. It's stupid how good it is.
Mm-hmm.
Starting at catcher, you have Salvador Perez of the Kansas City Royals, I believe. Starting at first base, you have Jose Abreu of the Chicago White Sox. Starting at second, you have Jose Altuve of the Houston Astros. At shortstop, you have Manny Machado of the Baltimore Orioles. Third base, you have Jose Ramirez. Kind of escapes me where he plays right
now.
Indians?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In left field, you have Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees. Center field, you have Mike Trout of the Los Angeles Angels. And in right field, you have probably the best player in the MLB right now in Mookie Betts of the Boston Red Sox. And the DH for the American League team is J.D. Martinez of the Red Sox. And their starting pitcher is Chris Sale of the Red Sox. That is a scary starting...
That's a powerful lineup.
That is a scary starting lineup.
God.
That is absolutely nuts. Running through, I'll give some more pitchers. National League, you have Jacob deGrom, Ross Stripling, Patrick Corbin, Zach Greinke, Aaron Nola, and Mike Foltynewicz. Those are all starters. AL, you have Chris Sale, Luis Severino, Blake Snell, Trevor Bauer, Jose Berríos, Garrett Cole, J.A. Happ, and Charlie Morton. Relievers for the National League, you have Josh Hader, Kenley Jansen, Brad Hand, Jeremy Jeffress, and Felipe Vasquez. And the relievers for the American League, you have Edwin Diaz, Craig Kimbrell, Blake Treinen, and Joe Jimenez. So stacked lineups here for the All-Star
game
tonight. Yeah.
I mean, this is a great lineup for both sides.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know it's always great because it's an All-Star game.
Yeah.
And it's the best players in the league every year. But I don't know. Something about this year just seems just
exciting.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. The All-Star game's always kind of one, I wouldn't call it a throwaway game, but it's always just, it's more lackadaisical, very laid back. You know, players are out there smiling, goofing off with each other, having a good time.
Yeah.
You know it's not a real game because in Chipper Jones' last All-Star game, It was his last at bat, and they were trying to get him a hit, and he ended up grounded the second baseman, and the second baseman just happened to miss the ball completely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Routine ground ball,
mm-hmm.
just so he could get that hit. I mean, it's really not playing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's
wait, they play for home field advantage in the World Series, I believe.
Yes, they do.
So you kind of start to see him turn it on towards the end. First couple innings, see a bunch of goofing off.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it a lot more than the NBA All-Star break. I mean, mainly I'm not the biggest NBA fan. That has a lot to do with it. But I think everything that goes with the MLB All-Star game is just more enjoyable to watch. I love watching the Home Run Derby more than the dunk contest.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean,
it's honestly more challenging.
It's more challenging. There's only so many different kind of dunks you could do.
Yeah.
And, yes, there's only one way to hit a baseball, I understand, so it's the same thing. But it's just more exciting.
But you can hit at different distances.
Yeah, which you can. I don't know. Just for me, MLB All-Star break is much more exciting than NBA. When it's NBA All-Star break, I'm like, eh, okay. But MLB, like, it gives me something to actually look forward to and watch. And
I won't watch
happens.
The NBA All-Star game until about the fourth quarter, because that's when they actually really start trying to play defense against one another,
mm-hmm.
so you can best.
Yeah.
But out of the players representing the National League who will be hitting tonight, they have a combined 7,364 plate appearances and a combined batting average of .294.
Golly.
Out of the American League hitters, you have 277 plate appearances and a combined batting average of .292.
Golly.
So pretty even on in both leagues.
Mm-hmm.
And for the National League pitchers, you have a combined 1,045 and two-thirds innings pitched and a combined ERA of 2.43. And for the American League pitchers, you have a combined 1,159 and one-third innings pitched and a combined ERA of 2.65.
Hmm.
A little bit more of a difference there in the pitching
to
hitting, but, I mean, I'm still expecting a great show.
Yeah, I'm expecting a great game for sure. It won't be – I mean, they're not going to play hard. I mean, yeah, the home field advantage counts for something in the World Series for sure, but it's not going to be like Pete Rose, you know, back in the day, him running over the catcher. It's not going to be like that.
I've seen that video multiple times, and it kind of makes me mad. Why are you trucking people in the?
I mean, that's what Pete Rose was, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's an All-Star game. Did he get hurt, the catcher?
I think so.
Probably did.
I think it was his shoulder.
I mean, it was a vicious hit.
Yeah,
it was.
I saw it the other day because a few days ago was like the anniversary of it or whatever.
So, bar none, MLB All-Star Game is the most competitive, right, of all the All-Star Games of the major ones. NHL may be.
NHL might be up there just because. I mean, the NHL, it's threes now. It's 3v3,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's pretty competitive. You see a lot of goals scored, but just because there's only three people out there.
Yeah.
The NBA, definitely not. The Pro Bowl's a joke.
Yeah.
MLS All-Star Game, to be honest, I've never watched.
I haven't either. I'd say that the NHL would be the only one more competitive.
I'd say that's the one knocking on the MLB's door.
I've never watched it, so I don't know either.
It's honestly fun. They do the skills challenge and everything, and that's kind of cool to see because it's actually harder what they do in the skills challenge in the NHL compared to what they do in the NBA.
Yeah.
The skills challenge in the NBA honestly looks like something I could do.
Yeah. Everything
about
that's
saying
NBA,
a lot because I've never done it, but
everything about the NBA All-Star Game to me, it just seems like a big joke, honestly. Because the players don't take it seriously at all.
Yeah, and the NHL, it's just so much fun because they do the skills challenge, they do the hardest shot, they do the I think they do like a shootout thing, and each player just goes. I mean, that's kind of a joke because each player just tries to go out there and do ridiculous moves.
Yeah,
but somehow some of them get to do it. And then they have the actual 3v3 division versus division game.
I mean, the NBA, they have part of the, like, shooting thing. They're chucking up half-court shots.
Yeah, and it's just the,
like,
they're
come
so,
on.
They're so good, and it's all individual.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see that much. Well, you see the alley-oops because the defensive players on the whatever conference they're in, they just let them go in.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the score is always, like, 150 to 165.
Oh, yeah, it's absurd.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
Yeah, the NBA All-Star Game. I used to really pay attention to the dunk contest, just because I always loved watching that.
I always watch the dunk contest.
Other than that, I mean, it's just a big joke. And I get that it's, I mean, it's called the All-Star Break for a reason, mm-hmm. not to take it serious and to just relax. But, I mean, give us, you know, show a little heart, show a little effort and hustle.
That's what I was saying a minute ago. Like, the NBA players, they start turning on, like, towards, like, the end of the thirds, around the fourth quarter, and when they really start playing defense.
Yeah.
Just, like, give us something. Because, mm-hmm. you know, everybody wants to see these teams go up against one another and battle.
Yeah.
Not just...
like, play a real game.
Not just dribble down the floor mm-hmm. and just pull
alley-oop.
Up. Yeah,
alley-oop every time.
Uncontested,
yeah.
too.
I think we got today's Knoxville Stone Interiors poll question. Going to ask, of the four major All-Star games, which one's your favorite? MLB, NFL being the Pro Bowl, NBA All-Star game, or the NHL? Get that up here shortly, and we'll get to the results on the other side. Go ahead and hit this break. Birthdays are going to be on the other side, 865-546-8200. You're listening to Overtime on Fox Sports Knoxville. Welcome back to Overtime. Sam Walton can go to hell.
Yeah, I second
that. We'll get to it later.
Boycott
Walmart. The official Walmart Twitter account taking shots at our own Vol Rumor Mill Houston Crest. We'll get into it later. Just hope you know this is officially a Target sponsored show. Mm-hmm. Go to Target, go to Publix, Kroger, Food City. You spend a dime at Walmart, turn in your VFL card.
Yeah.
Yeah, Walmart has definitely joined the overtime boycott list with IHOB.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel? You're up there with IHOB.
You're up there with the International House of Burgers. We'll get to that in a second. Let's go ahead and get into birthdays today, though. See, I'm so flustered I haven't even got a chance to look that up because I saw that. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Very classless of them.
Well, what's Walmart trying to do? Trying to be cool.
Yeah,
man. You know what? You know
class.
What we? You know what we do after we run a bunch of local grocery stores out of business, and we treat our employees like slaves, and we're involved with slave labor too. I got the links to that, by the way.
I'll tweet them out.
I did.
Expose them.
Oh, I did. You know what we like to do? Oh, we're so cool, guys. Let's earn our street cred back. Here's some college football plays. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that. Anyway, let's get into birthdays today. Let me make sure how many I have. Today doesn't look like that good of a day. There's two good ones. If I have at least three, we're going to do three. There's two decent ones. Man, today's a rough day. I'm not going to lie, today's a rough day. I'm going to have to take one from tomorrow. This is a very bad day. I only have two. Are we ready to start, though?
Let's do it.
First up today, 42 years old. Country music star. Some would call him a bro country star.
Jason Aldean.
It's not Jason Aldean.
Luke Bryan.
It is Luke Bryan. Bratman's are like, who? What? I don't listen to that. All right, here we go. 1-0 Cole. And since I'm taking one for tomorrow, Cole, you can get this game.
Okay.
You can get this game with today's birthdays. I'm so flustered.
Yeah, I am too. My head like really actually kind of hurts.
I'm like, what? Like, I don't know how to respond to this. Here we go.
Did.
Yeah, he did.
Some dweeb at Walmart tweets a video I've seen 1,000 times, and now I have Florida fans I don't know if I can even say that. Anyway.
Go read Ball Rumor's tweet.
I don't know if I can say that or not.
Anyway, here we go. The last up for today, two good names. There's only two, though. 66 years old. He is American actor. Some will call him an icon of mainly TV. Had some appearances in movies, though.
He was 66.
66. Big star in the 80s.
John Travolta.
Nope. Shows such as Baywatch.
You are flustered, aren't you?
I am flustered. Baywatch, Knight Rider. Y'all don't know?
No, I'm
still
never really
thinking about
Baywatch.
Walmart, man.
He's also like a singer. Okay, yeah, he's called The Hoff.
David Hasselhoff.
It's David Hasselhoff. Oh,
yeah. If you would have said SpongeBob SquarePants movie, I would have known immediately.
Oh, that's another thing I forgot. I forgot what I couldn't get time to get everything. Okay, it's tied up. Take one from tomorrow. Tomorrow looks like it's slightly better, so we're going to go ahead and take one. He's 51 tomorrow. Wow, he's already 51. That's crazy. 51 tomorrow, American actor. Really known for just action movies. Really action movies.
Tom Cruise?
No, not Tom Cruise. Some of the movies have to do with cars.
Vin Diesel?
It is Vin Diesel.
I almost said Owen Wilson.
Wow. Unbelievable.
We need to have that
Why
as a sound
would you think
drop?
It's Owen Wilson's birthday?
Lightning McQueen. Wow. You said it has to do with cars.
I would have said like old Wedding Crashers and stuff before I went to that. But no, it's not Owen Wilson's birthday.
Well, you hate dropping the big movies that these actors were in.
I'm sorry, but I had to give a hint there. Yeah, Vin Diesel, Cold Takes It. I'm really mad right now. Yeah.
I don't even want to play this game right now.
Let me get the poll up. I want to get the poll up real quick.
Let's go pick it.
No,
Walmart.
We should make an additional Knoxstone Interior poll. Will you go to Walmart?
No.
What's better?
Yeah, that's going to be a no for me.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
What would you rather do? Jump off the Henley Street Bridge or go to Walmart?
Jump off the bridge.
You can put that as a poll on your own, but I need to get this up about the All-Star Games. I was seriously going to get into some real stuff, but we're being attacked by
we
Walmart.
We really are. People just hate us.
Someone just tweeted, just Dollar Tree, greater sign, Walmart.
I mean, really? Like, I know like these brand Twitter accounts will like get feisty with like people from time to time just playing around, but like this is like the national store everybody goes to.
Yeah.
Do they think this is smart? I'm being serious. This isn't me being butthurt over having to see the same play I've seen a million times. Like, I know what happened. It sucked. Whatever. I saw it live.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me.
Do you think you're going to hurt us? Like, we've all seen this live. We've seen the video everywhere.
I'm just really confused right now. It's like, Walmart of all people? Because they got insulted by
those trash
by Owens Jordans?
That Walmart over there by University Commons might not be here.
I'm just trying to make sense of that. What do you think? Like, you got several stores that sell Tennessee merchandise. Like, that's not smart.
I don't know.
It's one thing if Wendy's, the notorious Wendy's Twitter account, like, trash talks, like, one guy make fun of their burgers. Whatever, it's just one guy.
Yeah.
Taking shots at hundreds of thousands of people right here.
Taking the shot at the worst fan base ever to do that.
This is a fan base that stopped a coaching hire.
We have stopped multiple coaching hires.
Multiple.
Vol Twitter. The audacity.
Vol Twitter is going to destroy.
The audacity, sir. Cole, go to my sound drops and play and drop the unacceptable from Adventure Time, please. Please. I don't know what to do right now. I don't know what to do right now. You got it?
Unacceptable.
Shame on you, Walmart. I am now a proud Target and Publix shopper.
I used to boycott Target.
Now we're going back to Target. Going back to Target.
We're back, baby.
I will drive 20 extra minutes just to not go.
I'll pay that.
You know what? This is a good chance for, let our good friends at Alumni Hall pick up that Drake sweatshirt. Now this is a good chance for Target to do that. Let Target sell that sweatshirt at the local Knoxville area. You really want to win some business. I don't know what to do. This is making me mad. Let's talk about something else. What can we talk about here? Ooh. So, we see this Terrell Owens may be going to the Canadian Football League.
He just won't give up, will he?
After you thought it was all said and done, just going to go in the Hall of Fame. He was going to have his own little unique induction ceremony. Apparently now, he's not hanging it up yet. He sees the Canadian Football League as his next best option. 44 years old, by the way. Oh, what's this?
Kress just got him.
Oh, no. Houston Kress not backing down. Tweeting at Walmart. It's a comparison picture. So you got Dan Mullins Jordans on the left. Tweeting out a picture of these Walmart. what's this, the Storm brand? Oh, go on Twitter, see for yourself. Orange and blue. Oh, that's embarrassing.
Oh, trash.
Not backing down from the big corporate giant. No. Not backing down. Anyway, back on T.O. T.O. has activated a procedural window that requires the Edmonton Eskimos who own... See, I didn't even know this. The Edmonton Eskimos own T.O. CFL rights to offer him a contract or release him from their exclusive negotiation list within 10 days. So, this Canadian-based agent who represents T.O. in the CFL... He says, T.O.'s 100% wants to play football again at the pro level. He wants to play in the NFL, he told ESPN, but if he can't, the CFL is his next best option. He's about to be inducted into Canton, and he still wants to play football?
He just needs to hang it up.
He never stops. So you got, what, Johnny Manziel in the CFL? CFL's going on right now. Would you want to watch almost 50-year-old Terrell Owens play Canadian football?
Honestly, I would watch. I would watch him on a drive. I would see how he does.
I'd tune in maybe one game.
He'd probably get locked up, to be honest. He's so old. I would definitely tune in.
I mean, it's just like Johnny Manziel. I'd tune in, you know, to see if he still got it. But as far as following him or the team he's on, not a chance.
Come on. You won't get your popcorn ready for T.O.? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I would watch it. I mean...
I was talking to Cole. Didn't sound that interested.
No, I'm not interested. I mean, I would be interested to see... I mean, because we saw that video from, like, what, a month or so ago of him running, like, a 4.4 or whatever. So he's still got the speed. Does he still have the hands, you know? Can he still do that for four quarters? And then even after that one game, I'd be like, okay, either he can or he can't, and that's it for me.
Well, we will see. The saga T.O., it never stops. Even at almost 45 years old, he's still trying to capture the hearts and minds and attention of sports fans everywhere. T.O. up in Edmonton. T.O. the Eskimo. Who would have thought we'd ever see the day?
You know, it's honestly not that shocking that he wants to do this.
You know, he had a couple things to say about well, Belichick and Brady up there in New England.
Oh, yeah. What did he just straight up call them cheaters?
They cheated. He cheated.
Man,
they're cheaters.
That's really profound. No one's known that before. No one said that. That's really brave. It makes me think of that Eric Andre skit.
It had
skit.
To do something with a former NBA player.
Oh.
I closed the article.
That makes me think of that Eric Andre skit. Why would you say something so controversial yet so brave? 865-546-8200. Last chance to hop on the McKinney phone line here. Final statement on this Tuesday is coming up. Walmart destroys small businesses. They destroy lives. They can go to hell. We'll see you on the other side. This article from the Daily Dot, 10 Reasons Walmart is the Worst Company in America. Number one, Walmart hurts local communities. Out of all of Walmart's egregious practices over time, this is the one that's probably the most well-known. For additional evidence, check out the 2005 documentary, Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price. Many people are aware that when Walmart comes to town, the company drives out smaller mom-and-pop businesses. But what not everybody realizes is that the presence of Walmart actually does little to bolster the economy of local communities in the long run either. Here's this. A study commissioned by the LA City Council in 2003 found that Walmart is a net loss for communities it moves into. An influx of big box retailers such as Walmart was estimated to cost an additional $9 million in state health care costs and a loss in pensions and retirement benefits so large that the increase in public assistance necessary to make up the shortfall could not even be covered by the increased sales and property taxes. Just think about that stuff. Anyway, do you want to give me an update on the Redbud 400 controversy?
Real quick, what's up? Official UF account.
I saw that too. Well, they can already go to hell.
Yeah.
The dweeb who runs that account.
Yeah, probably the same guy. The Redbud 400. I'm going to go ahead and say I'm not really sure what level of racing it is. It is in Indiana, though, at the Anderson Speedway, I guess is what they called it.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel, do you know? Is it the Anderson Speedway?
Yes, it is called the Anderson Speedway.
Yeah, it was somebody, there was like a fight or something, and Daniel, tell him about it.
A little mic malfunction right there. It's a quarter mile track, and they do like the figure eights and stuff. I don't really know much about racing, but what I do know is like after the race, their one racer's crew was trying to attack another racer.
What?
Yeah, shouting vicious threats, shouting very unfriendly words that cannot be said on radio.
Oh wow.
But yeah. Not a good thing.
Yikes.
Yeah, the video was hilarious. We can't play it on air just because it is all profanity. But if you get the time, go look up the video on Twitter of the red, just hashtag RedBud400 and watch the first video that pops up because it's hilarious.
I am very intrigued about that. Who we got on the phone lines waiting for us, Cole?
We got good old Roger on the phone.
Let's go over to the McKinney team hotline, take a call from Roger. Roger, how's it going, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
Roger, I'm not happy. I'm not happy at Walmart, Roger. Walmart can go straight to hell.
Really?
I guess you didn't hear, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, did you not hear? Walmart, the official Walmart Twitter account, Roger, they have directly attacked. They have directly attacked our own Houston Crest, the Vol Rumor Mill. They tweeted at him because Houston Crest made fun of Dan Mullen's shoes for looking like they came out of a bin at Walmart. The official Walmart account tweeted a video of Florida's Hail Mary against Tennessee last year.
Not just Houston, Roger. They attacked you as a Tennessee fan. Attacked all of us.
Okay, so what? Tim, I can't hear.
Roger, the official Walmart Twitter account tweeted a video of Florida's game-winning play against Tennessee last year at our own Houston Crest.
Okay.
For Houston making fun of Dan Mullen's shoes, Roger. I'm not happy, man.
Oh wow, really?
You should be mad too, Roger. We all should be mad. We should all go to Target. Make a vow to go to Target, Roger.
Yeah, it's not good either. But I just wanted to ask you, Tanner, about tomorrow. I know tomorrow, Pruitt is going to make his first time at the media days tomorrow. His first coach. Just want to ask you, what kind of I know he's not real good with the media. Right, yeah, I just want to ask you, how you think you're going to do tomorrow? Like, I don't know, he's going to be answering questions tomorrow at the media day. What kind of stuff you want to hear him say about the team and stuff?
Roger, I think it's just going to be okay if he comes out and just talks very confident about the team. I think he's going to talk about a lot of the returning talent that Tennessee has. I know he's going to be asked about the quarterback race too, but I expect Pruitt to give some blunt to the point, very confident answers about what he has to work with this year, about the staff that has come in and had a chance to work with this team over the past few months. And I think you're going to see a very confident Jeremy Pruitt tomorrow, Roger.
Really? Do you think he'll be comfortable tomorrow with the media?
Yeah, he's already been having to deal with the media cycle around here for months, so this shouldn't be nothing new to him.
Right. And how about the prayer tomorrow? How you think the prayer gonna do tomorrow?
I think they'll do just fine too. Roger, Pruitt wouldn't have selected those three if he didn't think that they were going to be the best to handle the media. They're all upperclassmen. They're experienced in taking questions from reporters, and they're not going to embarrass the university with any of their answers. And they're going to know the right answers to give too.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, I'd be curious to how it goes tomorrow. I'm excited about that. About tomorrow. Are you excited about hearing Pruitt tomorrow?
Oh, I am, Roger. I definitely am.
Okay, cool. All right. That's all I have. No, you're out of time, so that's all I have. And you have a good night. Okay? Good night.
Good night, Roger. Thanks for the phone call, buddy. Number two, the Walmart uses foreign labor, including child workers. Number three, Walmart underpays women and neglects pregnant workers.
Mm.
Oh, you like associating with that, Florida? You like associating with that?
You can have them.
The company also discriminates against workers with a disability and elderly employees. Oh, you like that, Florida? Guess what, Florida? The official Florida Twitter account tweeted that little, tweeting your nice little gif at Walmart after they tweeted the video of the Hail Mary. You're associated with a company who discriminates against old people and pregnant women. How do you feel about that? Number five, it isn't a safe environment for employees. Oh, 2013. It took Walmart a while. They finally agreed to update their safety policies at 2,900 stores after OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, cited violations in a store in New York State. Very dangerous stores. The company is notorious for wage theft. Walmart provides poor health care for workers. Walmart has a bad track record on animal welfare.
Walmart does not love animals.
However, Walmart does care about rich people.
Shocker.
And the chain has a deceptive public image. You go, Florida. Associate with some real winners.
You can have them.
Associate with some real winners right there. Better think twice before coming after our own boy. Coming after the Vol rumor mill.
Hey, if we can stop a few coaching hires, we can stop Walmart.
Let's just have an angry mob.
It'll take longer
Walmart.
Than a week.
Protest
we
at the Walmart by a campus.
Hell, let's just go. Let's drop. Hey, the headquarters ain't that far away. Let's go to Arkansas.
Yeah. Bring it on.
I'm really mad. Enjoy the All-Star game tonight. Walmart can go to hell. For Cole McCormick, for Daniel Brightman, I'm Tanner Carson. You've been listening to Overtime here on Fox Sports Knoxville. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Home is where the heart is, but the kitchen is the heart of every home. This is Kelly Milligan from Knoxville Stone Interiors, and if you've been thinking about a kitchen makeover, we're here to help. KSI is a local, woman-owned business with three generations of experience in the natural stone countertop industry. Knoxville Stone Interiors has 20 level 1 granite color options and over 300 quartz options, most under $70. Visit our showroom or call for a free in-home estimate at 865-971-5800 and knoxstoneinteriors.com. Knoxville Stone Interiors, 8,000 kitchen makeovers and counters.
Monster trucks, and more monster trucks. This is the event you can't miss. It's so big, you have to be there. Prepare for dirt, engines, and twisted metal. It's the biggest monster truck rally. You have to be there, because it won't come to you.
You know, that's fine when you're talking about monster truck rallies, but if you've been injured in an accident, auto accidents, motorcycle accidents, slip and fall accidents, Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl will come to you. Whether you're at home, in bed, or in the hospital, Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl will come to you, and they can help you turn your wreck into a check. Nobody ever expects to need a lawyer, but sometimes it's unforeseen circumstances that impact our lives the most. Call someone you can trust. Call on Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl for a free, no-obligation Tennessee injury case review. Call 865-546-1111. That's 865-546-1111. Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl. Online at KnoxvilleInjuryQuestion.com.
Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl. When you want to turn your wreck into a check, they come to you.
Far too long, you've been duped into eating substandard barbecue.